Hello, ma'am. I hope you're doing well today. May I speak to Bernard?
Who's calling?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. My name is Oscar, and we are calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey. If Mr. Bernard is not available, perhaps you can help me. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Let's continue. And to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask you your race, please?
African-American.
Thank you so much. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Chances are 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will vote.
Definitely or probably?
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. Very well. Thank you so much. For the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
43.
Thank you so much. Let me enter that info. Very well. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number in between. So how motivated do you feel?
Five,
very well. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Currently, probably independent, maybe.
Independent, all right. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Just dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, right? Just clarifying, I want to make sure I enter your proper, opinion. When you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? Do you blame the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, the Biden administration and their policies? Big business and corporate price gouging and greed, Republicans in Congress, or do you blame the COVID pandemic? Who do you blame the most for rising costs and inflation?
The most. All of them.
Well, choose the one that you think is more significant of a cost.
Maybe big companies.
Big business and corporate price gouging and greed. Very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want their member of Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue is to you that you to have your member of Congress focus on that issue. Use a 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Our first issue mentioned here is reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice. So how important is that to you? 10, okay.
10.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Next one is fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. How important is that? 10 as well. Yes. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
1. 1,
okay. One, all right. Reducing gun violence.
10.
10. Next one is creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
I guess 7.
seven, all right? And fighting back against the rise of white nationalism.
Ten
as well. Very well. Let's move on. Thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Disapprove strongly disapprove or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Very well. Let's move on. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
What are the choices?
The choices will be the same as before. Approve, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Cornel West. How do you feel about Mr. West?
Cornel West? I don't have no opinion on him.
No opinion? Or no, have you ever heard the name before?
I do, but I don't remember exactly.
No opinion, very well. I just want to clarify if you never heard of him or just got no opinion. Okay, no opinion.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on Mitch McConnell?
Zero.
How would you rate Kamala Harris?
Zero? Yes.
Okay. How would you rate the Democratic Party?
Maybe 30.
30, okay. And how would you rate Donald Trump?
Donald Trump? Zero.
Zero as well, okay. Let's move on. How would you rate Joe Biden?
Zero.
Zero as well, okay. How would you rate the U.S. Supreme Court?
Maybe 20.
20, all right. And how would you, this is the next one is an organization. How would you rate the Black Lives Matter?
Zero.
Zero. Okay, very well. Let's move on fast. Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West? If undecided, please say so.
Undecided,
okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Neither one. That'd be undecided,
okay.
Again.
Undecided again, very well. Let me ask you now, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump in 2020?
Biden,
thank you so much. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Would you say you are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very worried.
Very? Okay. I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? I will mention a few, and you got to pick the one you consider the biggest threat. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Donald Trump getting elected president again. Stagnant wages and rising costs. The cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, rising crime and violence, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, and books bans that threaten to erase our history. Which one do you think is the biggest threat?
The first one.
A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. Very well.
Yes.
That impacts everybody, right? Very well. Let's move on.
Right.
Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Have you heard a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Some.
Some. Very well. Almost there. And has what you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Less favorable.
Would you say that somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
More unfavorable.
Much more? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in the first 2 years in office. For each one, please tell me how important that is to you. And the first one is created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of 1,500 presidential appointments are non-white, and nearly 60% are women, the most ever. How important do you think that is to you? Would you say very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Very important. Expanded background checks for gun purchases, and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse. How important would you say that is to you?
That's very important.
Very important. Okay. Cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months. How important is that to you, ma'am?
That's important, but I haven't seen that. Very important.
Very important. Okay, very well. Remember, you have very important, somewhat important, not very important, and not at all important. Those are your choices.
Okay.
Thank you. One more. Made unemployment benefits tax-free during COVID.
That one. Somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Thank you. Let's move on. Let's start almost there. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat? A strongly disapproved, ma'am,
somewhat.
Or somewhat? Somewhat disapproved.
Somewhat.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to read you two statements. After that, we'll start wrapping things up very quickly so we can end the survey. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote. 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First statement, MAGA Republicans are focused on rolling back our rights and controlling our bodies. They appointed judges to overturn Roe v. Wade, pushing a national ban on abortion, and even trying to ban things like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an attack on women's health, but it's also an assault on our freedoms to make choices for ourselves and control our bodies. We need to vote to ensure that we can determine our own futures. How convincing do you find that statement? I mean, how important is that statement to you? No, I mean, not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, you need to give me a number from 0 to 10.
Oh,
how convincing
yeah.
You find?
One.
One?
Yeah.
Okay, very well. I just want to clarify this. From 0 to 10, you need to choose how convincing do you find it. Second statement says, when we come together, our vote has power. Sometimes it isn't always clear how voting helps us. But when Joe Biden put the first African-American woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on the Supreme Court, it's because of your vote. Your vote did that. When Democrats established Juneteenth as the federal holiday in 2021, your vote did that too. You both led to a $6 billion new investment into historically black colleges and the banning of chokeholds by federal agents. You both have tremendous power. You have the power to bring about change. You have the power to bring about change and protect your community. You can do that too. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
8,
thank you. And let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year. That means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So how motivated do you feel, ma'am? 0 to 10.
Maybe a 7.
7, thank you so much. And what stood out to you the most of the arguments you just heard? You know, you can tell me in a few words so I can enter it into the survey.
What stood out to me the most? I don't know. Maybe the diversity of the office, Biden administration.
Oh, okay, the diversity that the Biden administration. Okay, the diversity. Okay. The diversity implemented by Biden in his administration, I will enter. Would that be okay?
Okay, that's fine.
President Biden, I should put. Give me 1 second here. And all right, looks good. The diversity implemented by President Biden during his administration. Okay, let's move on and let's wrap things up. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past two days. TikTok. Have you used TikTok in the past 2 days? No.
No.
How about YouTube?
Yes.
Yes. Facebook?
Yes.
How about Apple News?
In 2 days? Yeah, it's on my phone.
Snapchat?
No.
Twitter?
No.
And Instagram?
Yes.
Yes, you have. Okay, let's move on. Switching gears a bit, the last questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
12, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Okay. Unmarried with a partner. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative, thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Less than half, I believe.
Less than half, okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, very well. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
One, yes.
Yes, okay. And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
No, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Very much appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye-bye.